Heavy-hitting singers like Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry may dominate the airwaves, but an unlikely competitor has emerged from New Zealand, of all places.
I remember when your head caught flame. It kissed your scalp and caressed your brain.
Ella Yelich O'Connor goes by the moniker Lord. At just 16 years old, she's gone from churning out tunes in her bedroom in Auckland to a splashy U.S. debut. Her new album is called Pure Heroine, and we asked her about the breakthrough song that got everyone's attention, Royals.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
Ella, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So talk about the imagery in that first verse, because there's a lot going on there.
Basically, I was just sort of reeling off some of the things which commonly mentioned in hip-hop and in the top 40. I did get a little ridiculous on it, but, you know, the sentiment's there.
And how did you come up with the idea for the song? Is this your music, hip-hop, and these other kind of genres where you see this imagery?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've always loved hip-hop, but as a fan of hip-hop, I always had to kind of suspend disbelief because, obviously, like, I don't have a Bentley, you know? So, like, there's a distance between that and the life I have with my friends, going to parties and, you know, getting public transport and doing the things that every other teenager does, really.
So lyrics like, we count our dollars on the train to the party, right? It's not like whipping the dollars out on the dance floor.
Yeah, I make a lot of jokes about making it rain. I have yet to make it rain, but I'm looking forward to that moment.
For people who don't know, making it rain is when you, like, spray the dollars, usually in a strip club, I think.
But then do you go and pick them all up afterward? Is that embarrassing?
Very good question.
I would, like, you know, it sort of ruins the bombast of the gesture.
And we'll never be royals. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Now, your mom is a prize-winning poet, Sonia Yelich, and what did you learn about songwriting from her?
Yeah, we didn't really talk too much about songwriting, but I think the way my mum indirectly influenced me with that stuff is she always made sure that we were reading in my house and that there were books around and we would discuss whatever it was that I was reading. So I think my kind of interest in how you can combine words to make something magic, I think that sort of came from her.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode.
In the end, is your life nudging closer to royals? I mean, do you find that...
The irony is not lost on me, believe me. I don't know. I mean, like, I travel with my mom and, you know, I've got no alcohol in my rider and they clean out my minibar before I even get to my hotel. Like, I may be closer to that life, but I, you know, I'm conscious of the fact that I have a job to do and I'm working, and it's important to be professional about it as opposed to, like, I don't know, Cristal in the van over here or whatever.
Well, Ella Yelich O'Connor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for speaking to me.
You can call me Queen Bee.
Ella Yelich O'Connor, a.k.a. Lord, her debut album, Pure Heroine, is out now. You can see Lord performing Royals at nprmusic.org.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.